This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo, what's going on, homies? How everybody feeling? Y'all good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sydney Elise, first time. She in the building.
Yes.
Kicking it with your homie. Yeah, filling in today for Tamira, who's preoccupied at the moment. But we got Glossiana.
What's up?
What's happening? How you feeling?
I'm good.
You looking amazing.
Thank you.
You're looking amazing. Looking amazing.
I look like I just got dressed in the bathroom.
No.
No.
We wasn't even going to say that.
It's okay. It's life.
Yeah. No, you don't look like you just got dressed in the bathroom. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we here. We having conversations. So, Sydney brought up something very interesting before you got here, and I think we know we need to start with that because we're talking about reality TV shows.
Uh-huh.
And she said you want to be in Baddies?
I want to be, but I'm on something else.
You want something else?
Oh.
Can
you tell us?
I can tell y'all, but I can't tell nobody.
You can't tell. All right. But you want to hop into reality TV. That's something that interests you. Mm-hmm. Why, you like to beat bitches up? You just in there strictly to put hands and feet.
Nah, I just want to make a change.
Make a change?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you could bring to reality TV that is missing right now?
Make them bitches fight other than. Nah, for real, them they be some little. I don't know. I would, you know, we wouldn't know unless we on the show what actually be going on. But
yeah.
The shit that be happening to some of them people, I'd be like, that would never be me.
I think some folks be going along with that shit because shit, this they one shot.
Nah, fuck that.
But if you come in like you down there like a coach down there because you're not on that. You can't be on that regular Degler. You got to be on that, like, it got to be down there, your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you produce, like, you see how Natalie Dunn does?
No, I could never.
Like, but could you, like, be the brains behind that shit? Like, you pick these girls, they probably all be from Memphis.
No.
They wouldn't be from Memphis.
They probably, it would be some, but not a lot. But I couldn't be in Natalie's shoes, though.
Like, she just do too. Is she doing too much?
She has to do too much. A lot of people don't be respecting her. I'm gonna say that.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, not saying in a bad way, but like, damn, she putting y'all on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Nah, she right. She right. Natalie put Natalie on too though.
Yeah.
She
like,
did.
Yeah.
That's she my favorite.
She your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
From Bad Girls Club back in the day, she was your favorite?
See, I didn't even watch. Like,
I ain't watch it either.
Y'all never watched Bad Girls Club?
I tried to go back and watch the Bad Girls Club like now.
Mm-hmm.
Tubi, whatever it's on.
I think
I can't get into it because it's like, the way the camera look is like, I don't want to watch
it. It's probably really grainy. Oh, it's old.
Wait, what year did Bad Girls Club come out?
Bad Girls Club probably came out in maybe 2010. I was still in high school.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that
How
was...
old are you?
Chill.
I'm saying damn. I'm not saying damn like that. I'm saying like damn. That shit did come out a long time ago.
Because
I graduated high school 2008.
Yeah, and it was still on when I was in high school. Because I remember watching it in college a little bit too. So it was definitely on, like 2009.
Damn,
telling my age.
Yeah.
I graduated in 2015.
Yeah.
High school.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated college in 2016.
I graduated college 13.
Yeah, you were before me.
Yeah.
What you go to college for?
This. Mass communication.
What about you?
Same thing.
That's cool. Y'all actually in y'all field.
Yeah. Actual factual. You ain't go to college, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, where'd you go?
I went for medical assistant, and then I did cosmetology 9th through 12th.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then medical assistant. I'm missing something. I did something else. Yeah. Think
you just been locked
in. I want to go back though for graphic design.
Graphic design? Mm-hmm. You can teach yourself that.
You could get on camera.
I do be teaching myself that. But I don't know. I just want to learn how to do the big banner, like the big everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
Listen, you can do that shit yourself. Hop your ass on Canva. Because shit, I think everybody got to do graphic design now. You want a flyer, you going to pay a nigga, you going to wait for one of the people overseas to do it, or you can do it yourself.
I do my own covers and stuff, like my own lyric videos.
Yeah.
I be wanting to literally.
Yeah, so you have an idea for what you want your creative shit to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you a part of your creative process now, like with the flyers and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can say yeah or no.
Well, you could tell them to teach you how to do it.
Hell, they ain't gonna do that. Then they're gonna be out of the job. that's like you tell your engineer to start teaching you how to engineer. But yeah, teach yourself how to do that shit. Cause, yeah, fuck
don't
that.
Don't go to school for that.
Hell nah. You go
unless you want to go to school for like marketing, so you know more than just graphic design. But you could teach yourself how to make some flyers.
Yeah, shit, you can really read some books.
I'll be doing it right now. I'll be making t-shirts and stuff.
T-shirts.
See, look.
What's your t-shirts? What you be saying on your t-shirts?
I ain't make this, but this some shit I say.
My ex is my biggest fan. Shit, he probably is.
Yeah, but I can make stuff like this, but I ain't make this. I just bought that store. Yeah. I can make your shirt.
You can make my shirt? Shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll wear your shirt.
I'll make
your
shirt.
I need that. Yeah, give me. Yeah, put Big Homie Kodak on the shirt. I need that. Let's get that going.
I wear Big Homie shirt on.
Yeah. So listen, I got a question for y'all, you know, as women. Do y'all include your homegirls in y'all, like, relationship business? Or do you feel like that's doing too much?
Like, to an extent, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so if something going on, your homegirls know about it? Mm-hmm. Man, I feel like that's just tricky business. Sydney, what do you do?
I think that's tricky, too, because I've heard stories where girls will be like, oh, my man treats me like this, we have sex like this, and they get real elaborate and into details.
I'm sorry I'm surrounded, but I got something on my mind right now, but
you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So then, I'm glad you're not me mugging me. Smile is fine. No.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes girls will share too much information with their friends, and then their friends might, you know, try to do a little U-turn.
Yeah.
And start messing
with
the man.
A little sample dample.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't share too much. Not too much.
Yeah.
I feel
what you got to say.
Say what's on your mind. This is a safe space.
I'm going to say this. With my second baby, like, with my baby daddy, I never had intentions on talking to him, but this girl made me mad and I did it. And I fucked around and got pregnant.
So you got pregnant being petty?
Yeah. Being spiteful.
But I love my baby, so I don't even care. Like, I feel like if I ain't had my second baby, my life would be so boring because my first baby don't do nothing. He just dirt. Like, he just so quiet.
What does the second baby do?
What do you mean the first baby don't do
nothing? He jump off buildings, like... The baby's crazy.
So, your first baby born and your second baby is a daredevil.
Like, he don't care. Like,
you got two boys.
He fight all day.
Well, shout out to the first baby for being safe.
Right.
Like, he don't do crazy shit like the other one do.
But they do say the second baby is always the daredevil.
Yeah, like,
you know what's crazy? For my mama, it is the exact opposite because I'm the firstborn. And my brother, the one that be inside. My brother cool, but I prefer that because I don't want, like, you know, nigga crazy now. I'm glad my brother is safe. My brother's 7 years younger than me. He be inside playing the game.
See, I'm the good one and my sister the crazy one.
What's the age difference?
We 15 months apart.
That's not a lot.
I thought you was about to say 15 years. You know, some people, I don't know how people be doing that. Like, damn, you about to restart?
All over again.
Yeah. Shout out my nigga CJ, man. My nigga CJ about to have another baby.
Who is CJ?
Nah, he don't know CJ. He went to Clark.
I thought you were talking about my brother. I'm like, damn, you're telling me something I don't know.
Nah, my nigga CJ, man. He already, I feel like he had goddamn four kids. That's and the good. Oldest one just graduated high school a few years ago.
And he
got another one on the way. Like, could y'all do like a gap like that?
Yeah, I want to have a baby right now, but I got to find a baby daddy.
Uh-huh.
Two, I want one that when I turn like 40.
Wait, so you want to space it out? Yeah. Why you want to be a mother again?
I feel like at 40, that shit keep you youthful.
So I don't have any.
I don't got none. I feel like I'm rushing at this point. What were you about to say?
And I feel like I'm in a rush too, because it's like, I used to want three before 30.
Yeah.
That is trifling.
Yeah. No, that's me.
No, don't do
that. I got two.
That's I'm not three.
26.
Oh, you might have three.
Yeah.
Four,
yeah.
I'm
nah, I feel like, damn. Yeah, I couldn't. But I feel, like I said, I do feel like I'm rushing. Like, I'm 33.
You ain't got no kids?
None.
Damn.
Is that bad?
Is it bad for us to be in our 30s with no kids? I feel like it's not. But
I don't think it's bad, but I think it's boring.
Really?
Shit.
I live a very fun life.
Shit. Why do folks with kids be trying to trick niggas in the... Yeah, man, boy. you gonna love...
Kids jumping on your head in the morning. You gonna love me.
Bullshit.
You gonna love taking kids to daycare, paying for daycare.
We gonna love paying for daycare? How much is daycare?
They not in school right now because my baby acts crazy. But it was like 14. But like when they was little, it was like almost $600.
And that was fun?
A month?
Nah, it was stressful, but, you
know. Listen, like, parents never do a good job at making parenthood sound fun.
I'm not convinced.
You trying? Yeah, I feel you.
I just got them a nanny. The nanny started yesterday. They really like her.
That's nice. Yeah. Does she speak another language?
Oh, yeah. She say she do.
Girl.
She number 18.
What?
Young. She graduate. Well, she graduating this week, but she ain't been in school this whole year for some reason. I don't know what happened. She told me, but I can't.
And this is your nanny?
Yeah, like I got on this this website called cur.com, and they got like nannies. You could pay for like a background check, they driver records, like everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I did that, and I found her.
Would you ever let one of your homegirls babysit?
Not Carbon.
Yeah, let's.
Not Carbon. Why not Carbon? That was the first we said. Not Carbon. No.
I like Carbon. Can't Carbon cool?
No, only person is Aliza. That's the only one because she got a baby.
Oh. Glorilla couldn't do it.
She be watching them, but then she be calling them tight. They won't stop crying.
Nah, that's definitely that. I'm that type of babysitter too.
I let them do whatever.
Because if
wear yourself out.
No, all right. Let me tell y'all what happened. Right, so like about three years ago, I was me and my blood cousin was roommates. Right, so you know me, I be on them edibles like a motherfucker. So I felt like, nigga, we are adults. I can leave my shit out.
Oh my god,
this motherfucker.
I don't think you should say this.
It ain't my fault.
Oh my goodness.
This motherfucker had somebody, one of his hoes, they had brought their kids over, and one of them ate the edible.
You're going to jail.
I'm not going to jail. I didn't leave that shit out. And I didn't tell them motherfuckers to be in my house.
Yeah, I don't even play them type of games. Like when it comes to guns and drugs and stuff, I be trying to tell people, like, leave that shit up high. Like,
I didn't know it was about to be kids in the area. Mind you, this is like a 300 milligram edible. This wasn't no little boy edible.
So they ate it, and what happened?
They was feeling dizzy. I don't remember. I was like, why the fuck would you let them do that? Like, why are they touching shit? Who fault is that?
The moms.
Okay, it's not my fault. It's not my fault.
It was yours, though.
How is it my fault?
It's your edible.
Right.
If I am living in an adult household, why do I gotta hide my shit?
I wouldn't have said this on the radio.
Fuck it, I'm gonna keep it in.
Going to jail.
How am I going
to
jail?
That's a call.
What am I going to jail for? Them ain't my kids. It ain't my kids.
Well, really, the mom.
It's my house.
What if the baby with a dad?
You can't die from eating no edible. I hope not.
You guess
they love bitty ass hearts.
Their heart beat too fast. Yeah. Something could happen.
You can't die eating no damn
a
edible.
Baby, if you can.
You're an adult. Yeah. A baby could.
I don't felt close to death eating edible. I felt close to death
and
a few days ago.
Just imagine they little bitty hearts.
Well, I mean, it wasn't my fault. I didn't tell them to do that. I didn't tell them to have them in my shit.
I don't got nothing like laying low in my house. Cause.
Well, you shouldn't. You have kids. Yeah, you need to have a kid to save home. I don't got no kids.
See, that's why my kids can go to Carver House, because it's going to be guns every fucking where.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like,
Well, that's Kay Carbon. She, you know, she's telling you what
they
it is.
Like, Mommy, I seen the Carbon. I'm like,
Nah. Okay, so very few of your friends can babysit. Sydney, do you trust any of your friends to babysit?
Yeah, but then again, we're all kind of older now, so a lot of them do have kids. So even my friends that don't have kids, again, we all in our 30s. You're not going to harm my child.
Right.
And if I feel like you would, we're not even going to be friends.
Yeah.
Because you can't be hurting no kids. That's weird.
Yeah. No. I feel like you, if I choose to be friends with somebody who got kids, like, that's damn near my kid.
Right.
By default. Now, I'm not about to do everything. I'm not, because I didn't have kids for a reason. I was this safe for a reason. But simple shit, like, if I'm free, can you pick what's the name of school?
Sure.
Yeah, as long as I'm registered, because, you know, school, that should be sensitive.
Yeah, it takes a village.
Yeah, it does take a village.
It's crazy that y'all talking about this, because today, when I told y'all I got into it with somebody,
It
was about, a baby situation. It's crazy.
What happened?
So, like, my, I'm not even.
Yeah, no names.
I took this girl to get an abortion. Her baby was like 3 months old. I'm not sure exactly. We drove out the state to go get the abortion.
Yeah.
Her baby was 3 months. We was in the car about 6 or 7 hours. So I'm just in the car waiting. The baby ended up doing number two all over himself, like everywhere. Got on the car seat and everything. But at the time, I didn't have no kids. So me being me and me being a person with no kids, I ended up going to the Family Dollars and I called my friend. And I was like, hey, can you, I know this sounds crazy, but watch the baby. I'm finna run in the store and go get this for the baby. I put the phone on FaceTime.
Wait a minute. So you called somebody on FaceTime to babysit a baby?
We not in the car. Yeah, because I didn't know what to do. Like, I literally didn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like, I locked the doors. The car was still crunky, everything, you know? I went in the store. I wasn't in there 1 minute. I went and got some Pampers wipes and a blanket and everything. So she mad at me because I left her baby in the car. But I'm like, you didn't even have the stuff for your baby. I wouldn't have to leave your baby in the car.
All right, Monty. Hey. What's going on? Why, Monty? Speaking of babies. Well, come in here, have a seat. Bring the babies.
You're the one I met last time.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out who you were. I thought you were her.
Well, cool. Have a seat because we talk about babies.
Okay, well, Armani, you got to go in there.
Armani, go in there.
Yeah.
Go over there, Armani.
I wanted a baby, but now I don't.
Girl.
You just said you wanted a baby 15 minutes ago.
After the phone call I just got, I'm straight.
Oh, no. Okay. But, yes, you and this, finish telling the story. Let me make sure her camera
right. I need you to hear the story because you got a baby. Okay. We're going to act like it's me and you. So, say we go an hour or two away to go get abortion for you.
Okay.
You got your 3-month-old baby in the car.
Okay.
Your baby don't got no wipes, no pimples, no blanket, no nothing, right?
Okay.
You in there, we meet the baby in the car by 6-7 hours. The baby done boo-boo everywhere. Like, it done got in the car seat, everything. Would you be mad if, okay, so I got my phone, I FaceTime my friend. I'm like, can you watch the baby while I go in the store? Family Dollars. You know, Family Dollars, not that big. I locked the door, the car still crunky, everything. I went in there to get Pampers, wipes, and a blanket. I went in there no more than a minute. Came back outside. Would you be mad at me for leaving your baby in the car?
Oh, you left the baby in the car. How old is the baby?
3 months.
So she on FaceTime. She put someone else on FaceTime.
Was in the car?
Watch
the
baby real quick while I run into the store.
I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, like, I swear, it wasn't even no more than 1 minute. Then, like, when I got in the Family Dollar, I'm like, can y'all watch the car? Like, literally.
I wouldn't be mad. I mean, because that's like if you go in a gas station, because sometimes, like, I got him, he 5 months. So I'm going in a gas station, like, I'm not finna unstrap him, take him out, do all this when I'm finna go right there and I can see the car.
That's how it was.
Then sometimes I'll even go and I walk my dog and I'd be having to, like, I had to call, like, a good friend of mine, put her on FaceTime
You made me feel better because this girl literally mad at me about that shit.
I mean, it's her first kid.
Yeah, it was. So, and I didn't have no kids at the time when this happened.
So you were supposed to... That was your kid?
Somebody, my friend.
Your friend, and she gave you the kid when...
Like, she went... I took her to get an abortion. While she was in there getting an abortion, me and her baby was sitting in the car for 7 hours.
So she can't be mad?
But how did she find out about that?
Because a girl... Okay, so when I called my friend, and I'm like, watch the baby. My friend, of course, she was laughing. She was like, what the fuck you want me to do? She was on that type of timing. So I'm like, shit, I don't know. Watch the baby. I told her. So people in the background was laughing. So they tried to make it seem like I was bragging on the situation. But why would I be bragging on it?
Like, no, you was trying to help.
And then when I got the phone with the girl, she called and told her, oh, that's why she left your baby in the car. You know that type of messy shit.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why she mad. She mad because...
But she was saying, because I did tell her I went to the store and got her baby stuff. But she was like, but you ain't telling me you left him in the car. Like, girl, you just want a damn
excuse. Okay, but did something happen?
No. And the police didn't get caught, right?
I wasn't in there long.
No, it's a law, though. It's a law that states that you can leave. You can look it up if you want to, but I can't. I don't know the exact amount of time, but I think it's like up to 7 or 8 minutes. You could leave your kid unattended.
I leave both of my kids in the car. I go in the gas station. I'm not finna do that. It's too much.
It's a law that says that you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to leave your kid in the car unattended for, like, it might be 4 minutes.
Baby. I wasn't in there for one minute, and I told the people,
not a car that's off.
But yeah, I understand it, but I no.
But then at the time, car that you can lock from now.
Yeah,
outside?
I had a Nissan Altima.
Oh yeah, then that's cool.
I think the girl is more so mad that somebody else knew her business.
Mm-hmm.
No, she just wanted an excuse.
or an excuse.
Nah, that's
so damn stupid.
Yeah,
it's crazy because we ain't talked in 4 years, and she brought this shit up today. So I had to go live about it. I'm like, look, Because she tried to make it seem like I just left a three-month baby in the car. No, we not finna do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I was helping you because you should have had your shit together for your child.
Right, exactly.
And that was the one.
Why you went to go get rid of the other one?
Right. Yeah, that was about you about to feed us, delete us, the other one.
Right.
And
you mad at me.
And you mad at me because I'm trying to help you with the one that you do have.
I feel like I was being caring because I didn't have to buy shit. We could have drove our way back to Memphis.
Well, my thing is what you were supposed to do, take the baby out all shitty on everywhere and all, like, no.
First of all, you don't want that shit in your car anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
Because certain smells stay in the car.
Yeah.
Sydney, what other questions you had?
Positivity. Okay, so since you kind of got into it with your homegirl, your old friend, have you ever gotten into it with anybody on your team?
Yes, me and my manager get into it every fucking day, but then we'd be like, okay, I love you. I'm sorry. Like, we got into it last night, and I'm like, Tati, I cannot fucking do this. I'm finna go to the fucking studio. So she was like, I don't want to talk about nothing unless it got something to do with my business. She said, Gloss, it got something to do with your business. What the fuck are you talking about? So I was like, I don't want to talk. I'm finna go to the studio. I can't rap like this. And I hung up. Then I texted her and said, I'm so sorry. I'm so frustrated. And she was like, I cannot be mad at you. I love you.
How old is your manager?
30.
30.
Okay. Yes. How did you meet your manager?
I had made a post on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I need a female manager that's based in Atlanta.
Oh,
but I knew her.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Like, I knew her because she managed Duke Deuce, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew through him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is it hard maneuvering through the industry now, like, now as a female artist? Do you feel like it's a lot of pressure on you?
I think it's a lot of pressure on me particular because everybody expect me to be like Glow. Like rap like her or be gangster. Like, I'm like that, but I'm quiet with it. Like,
yeah,
I ain't with all that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just be doing you.
Yeah, I be trying to do me, but they don't let me.
So what do you really, really want to do? Like, could you see yourself going into any other genres or just what exactly do you want to do with your music?
I want to rap like about real stuff. Like, if I could pick what I want to rap about,
mm-hmm.
I hate rapping about stupid shit. Like, I hate being forced to rap stupid shit.
So you feel like what rap is now, you're forced to rap about stupid shit. Like, you got to dumb your shit down.
I
don't want
to say it on camera because they be ready to change my words, but I do feel mm-hmm. like we got to dumb it down now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just to be not relevant, but they, just to because be,
their
like,
attention
played.
Spans are so short, so they want to hear A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yes.
That's exactly. I can do that.
That's exactly what they want.
But I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's the same shit in media. Like, I be wanting to talk about other shit. Like, it's an election year. I want to talk about that type of shit. But you can't because everybody not going to be able to follow it like that.
Right. Well, one of my favorite songs was when Lil Baby, he did that empowerment song. It was Black and White.
Bigger Picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Like, I love that song.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I know that's what it looks like to you too, since you're actually in it and you rapping. But there's also other people that want to hear the other shit. Like, yeah. We don't always want to hear that rah-rah-rah like, shit.
When it comes to stuff like that, yeah, it don't sell. Like, when
it
I
don't
tried
sell.
It, like, it don't do nothing. Like, and I'm the one getting cursed out. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, where y'all hit it? Like, I got them. Y'all motherfuckers just don't want to listen to this shit.
They don't want to hear about anything that's like, they don't want to hear about anything with substance. They mm-hmm. want to hear about the shit. But you, again, it's not no knocking nobody because I go through it too. Like, as a content creator, like, I know if we talk about the 50-50 shit, you talk about splitting bills, you talk about like how much a date should cost, that shit going to go viral every time. But right. if you talk about like what should black people be looking for this next election, that ain't gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
That's not gonna work because most people aren't in a level to where they can comprehend that shit. They can't comprehend that conversation.
Yeah.
They can't even participate in that because they don't know what's going on because the simple shit is safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was gonna say this, and I guess it don't really make sense because if you're not selling, then you ain't making no money. So what I'm about to say kind of like is like, what the fuck are you talking about? But it's also like when you pick what you're doing, what you're talking about, you either doing that for what you want to do and helping the other people that may want it or nothing. Because, mm-hmm. like, yeah, it ain't selling, but shit, this is me. This is what the fuck I want
to
do. This is who I am. There's other people
that
want
to
hear that. I know.
I feel like as an artist, you don't even really, it's what the other people want.
Right. Like, even content creator. I feel like we can do what we want to do.
Yeah. And that sucks. Because I say that all the time. I'd be like, damn, people that's people who are artists, they can't even be themselves for real.
Yeah,
most
like
of the time.
We like a lot of shit, like with my project, I hated that messy shit. I didn't want to do that shit. But then it's like, I had to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't make no
sense. Oh, the shit with Cho?
and you was being mean to Keisha Cole.
I really feel like that shit was like some built up shit from a lying ass nigga.
Damn.
It be them with the four dreads.
It sucks.
It be them.
It don't be that all the time.
Nah, but this situation.
Nigga be trying to balance shit because I don't know how fast this shit, this good shit over here gonna go. I ain't know it's gonna get good this fast.
Yeah, no. But you can communicate that shit too.
Yeah, and people don't communicate. A lot of times niggas don't communicate.
The truth too much.
Yeah. But as a guy telling the truth is like, women expect men to be a lot more receptive of that same information. Oh, because I've had girls tell me, oh yeah, I'm talking to multiple dudes at the same time. Damn, you just gonna be out front like that? But yes. If I tell a woman, yeah, you know, you are competing for your spot right now. She's going to be like, well, you do. Them other bitches can have you.
Yeah.
Man, where the competitive spirit?
Ain't no competitive spirit.
Yeah, what the hell?
Competing with nobody?
Mm-mm. So, and you don't have to balance people.
You have to balance people.
Listen, I ain't doing none of that shit.
How many dudes you talking to right now?
None. You know that.
It's crazy. I talked to one when I leave here. It's going to be 10.
Okay, I know that's right.
Somebody's being honest here.
No, I'm really
Sydney,
not.
How many dudes you got in your roster right now?
One. I got one. Like real deal. I only talk to one person. I've been talking to one person. Yeah.
Only
for
got.
How long? How long have you been talking to?
Well, at first it was Huncho, but shit, now it's one. So probably been like 3 months.
Last time you came in here, is that who you was talking about?
My boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
What'd I say?
You said you had a boyfriend.
Oh yeah, that's my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Not your boyfriend?
No.
She said
he was, but yeah.
I was saying last time you was here, you said yeah, it was him. Okay, cool. That's what's up.
You know that meme with the math numbers?
His math ain't right. Because
it wasn't that long ago.
No, for real. I've been talking to him since like December, but I ain't started taking him serious until like probably Valentine's Day.
If you get a dude like around a big holiday like that, I know it's probably a good question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you expect like a gift like immediately? Like you start talking to him
Indeed.
In December.
Do you expect like did you get a Valentine's Day gift?
Yes, and that what made me like him like a lot.
Aw.
Because I just knew he was finna.
You're a lover.
Yeah, I'm a cancer.
You're a lover girl?
You're a lover girl, yeah, she is.
Is this, can lover people exist? Because I'm a lover.
Yeah, lover people
I'm a lover
exist.
Boy.
It just sucks because it's not too many of us out there and we get our feelings hurt most of the time because motherfuckers ain't shit. And we really be trying to like, you know, take it there with them. And
you can't be vulnerable with everybody.
And that's the thing. And with me, it's like, I'm not soft, but I be trying to be soft. And because I want to be in my soft girl era. I'm just so fucking hard, though. Like, I'm so like, boy, I don't get no fuck. Or fuck you. Or why you ain't calling me? Like, any emotion that I feel, it come off as anger. I'm mad.
So you
like,
intense
why the fuck
all
you ain't
emotions.
Call me? Instead of like, dang, I missed you. Like, I missed talking to you. Why you couldn't just call me? Like, I can't. It's hard for me to, like, vocalize that. But I'm soft as hell. But it's because I get in certain situations with certain dudes. I meet them and they start off one way and they end up another way. And I just don't be wanting to like
so
be
like
all
me,
super soft.
I know I'm soft to certain people.
You're not soft.
I am. If I really like you, I'll be soft.
She seemed like she is.
If I don't like you, if I think I'm just treat your ass, I will really just treat you. But I'm really soft. Like a certain type of person has to make me be soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I'm just not going to be soft to just everybody.
Now, I'm glad you said that. Because what if, ladies, what if a guy you were entertaining said, yeah, a woman got to bring me into my masculine energy. I'm not just
oh, you a
masculine.
You a bitch. Ooh, excuse me. I'm saying because.
What's the difference?
Because I'm going to say this.
What's the difference?
Let me explain. A male is already in his masculine energy, okay? A female, a lot of the times, she has to put herself in the masculine energy because she got to take care of herself most of the time. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, like, you might meet her and she may have went through some things that made her be stronger. Sometimes you meet a woman, she's a single mom, so now she has to put on that masculine energy as, and now she has to be a father figure as well as a mother figure. So her being in her masculine energy is because she has to be strong, not only for herself, but for her kids and for the people around her. That is why a female is in her masculine energy. And it takes a certain man to get that out of her because it makes her feel safe for her to be like, okay, now he can pick up these things that I don't have to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Check that.
Yeah, that was good.
Period.
A word.
That was great.
Clock that
to make
you.
Make that a clip. But no,
okay.
For real.
You ate on that so one little
man,
thing.
You so funny. So if a man say thing. That, it's just going to be like, okay, you now you got a question like, how were you raised? And that's a big thing that you got to worry about, because the way that these men are being raised now, that is a big thing. That is, you have to really ask
how
these
being
days
raised.
How these niggas are being raised.
I would just say people in general, like it's not just a men thing, a female thing. Like, people are not being raised the same way. Like, the grandparents are non-existent.
Yeah, that's true too.
Like,
yeah.
Where are the grandparents? The grandparents are still in the club.
Well, the grandparents young as hell now.
Exactly. Right. So it's like, it's a very big difference. Like, you really have to see where people come from, mm-hmm. what they mom,
yeah,
how they mom
I
act, they dad.
I can't talk to nobody that, like, didn't grow up with their mama. If that makes sense.
But you say that, but they probably grow up with their mama and didn't grow up with no daddy, and their mama probably was like
resentful.
Resentful.
Like, so you didn't have a mom. You had a resentful ass bitch.
Yeah. Like, you had an evil mom. You know what I'm saying? Or you had someone that, or he raised himself. His mom was just there, but he was outside. She let him do whatever he wanted to do.
Like, if I see you, like, mentally or physically, what's the word?
Affectionate?
Abusing your parents. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah. Hell no.
Like,
yeah.
I don't care if we be together 6 years and I see you crush your mama, I'm a fifth type of way.
Yeah. Yeah. That means you ain't got no if you ain't got no respect for your mama, your sister, you ain't gonna have no respect for me. Yeah.
For especially not no man.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Cursing no mom out.
Going back to what you said about the masculine energy, though, I agree. Because there's certain things I was bullshitting that for.
Well, we know you like to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, I got to, because I can't put. I can't. But yeah, no, I agree. Because as a man, there's certain things that it's like, okay, I just have to do. Like, I would never feel okay doing. Like, I know we had that 50-50 conversation, not, but I never feel okay. Like, you got your hair for this month? Mm-hmm. No, because
I used to go with a dude like that. Like, we'll go to Checkers and we'll order food in the drive-thru, and he'd be like, "Where your money?
What,
nigga?"
I mean, because he probably didn't have it.
Why the Checkers? Fuck you going to Checkers?
I'm saying.
You better eat when you drop me off.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
I mean,
No. I did that. I did something close to that one time where I just was about to eat at home, and it was in between them paychecks.
Did you think you
How long ago was this, though?
When I was, like, in high school.
Yeah, that don't count.
Yes, it do.
Why? High school, where the hell these niggas need the money from? You want them to
be? And can't buy me no chips.
Checkers is, like, $10.
Okay,
$10
but my thing is like, these, like, going back to these kids in school now, these girls is telling these niggas, like, if you not buying my bus down Middle Park, we can't date. And I'm like, damn, this nigga is in 10th grade.
It's but they do be expecting that.
You gotta go ask your mama for their money.
Wait, so the high school girls?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Pressing.
In high school, you pressing these niggas for money, and they at school.
Figure it out.
Right, that's what she said. Basically, figure it out.
Slap the shit out of my baby. He come home, tell me his girlfriend want to buzz down. I'm like, tell her motherfucking mammy.
Exactly. That's how I feel. My son,
I went on this date with this.
Wait, let me say this.
Hold on. Let me finish this.
Because we talk about this.
Hold on. I was on this date with this girl, right? And it was in between checks. And I was like, shit, what you getting? I was like, all right, nah, I just ate. Man, shit. I had enough to cover her shit.
Mm-hmm. See? But you bought her stuff.
Hell yeah, I paid for her shit. But that's it wasn't nice. Going to be no, all right, I'm getting my shit and you make sure you have yours. Nah, what you about to say?
Real quick. My daughter, she is in first grade.
Go ahead.
My daughter, she in first grade, and she told me that she had this crush on this little boy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
First grade.
I mean, I had a crush when I was in kindergarten. I remember to this day. His name Ryan. Ryan Easton. He married and shit now. Ugly ass boy. But anyways, so she said she had a crush on him. And I'm like, okay, you know, I kind of like, brushed it off or whatever. A couple months go by, she come to me, she like, Steven told me if I like him, then I need to bring him a snack to school.
No, baby.
Look at my daughter right there. She listening. Can you hear me? I told her, I said,
Steven need to bring her a snack.
I said, oh, I'm sorry, baby. That's not how it goes. I said, we don't buy snacks for men we like or boys we like. We don't do that. Like, mm-hmm. they do that. So if he likes you, he have a crush on you, you tell him to get you a snack, not the other way around.
Right.
And she was like, well, how's he supposed to give me a snack? He said he ain't got no money. I said, just like how you just asked me for a snack, he can ask his mama for a snack. Now, what kind of snack you want?
Dang, that bring my memories. I definitely used to ask my mama, can I get $20?
Yeah,
spend
no.
Spend on a spent on a girl lunch money that day.
No, that's cute though. That's crazy. It is. But it's insane though how times are. Like it's like that. Cause I promise you, in school I wasn't on that at all. Like I never thought about a dude. Like granted, times are very much different now. But when I was in school, there was not a time where high school, college, completely different. But high school, I wasn't thinking about like what this dude could do for me like financially. I cared about like if he was gonna make it to the league or not. Mm-hmm. You know, like all the dudes.
So you were thinking about the same thing.
Yeah, not really. Not really. I was looking at the long term, not like the present. Like any dude that I talked to in college, they were all top tier.
What they at now?
Dudes. That was one of them is in the league. Another one he play overseas, Still counts. Another one ends up becoming a lawyer.
Cause my pick is horrible. I don't know.
You got horrible selection in men. Maybe you need a regular dude. Maybe
no, it's because you be rapper. One of these hood niggas.
It don't need to be no rapper.
Yeah.
You be one of hood niggas.
Maybe a white man. Could you see her with a white man?
No. You're just
shut up, damn it.
You're just attracted to you're just attracted to hood niggas. It's just in you.
Actually, like, I like lame niggas.
Are you just calling him lame?
That look like a hood nigga?
No.
Okay.
No. I wouldn't have guessed that was square. Your boyfriend. Damn, he can hear you.
Well, I turned it down. I went over there and turned it down.
Oh.
But
where'd you meet him?
On the expressway.
Wait, he shot his shot
in the car?
Yeah.
Is he a regular nigga?
Yeah.
I was just saying that
yesterday. I was sitting down with someone else's podcast and we were talking about like regular niggas and niggas in the spotlight. And I was like,
I don't like niggas like that.
That's what I said. I would rather be with a nigga that's like low-key, don't nobody know.
See, women do not like competition.
But do he have, like, any kind of money?
No. It's not nothing like that.
But do he have money?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a scammer, but...
Oh, okay.
What I finna say? It's not nothing about no competition. I just don't like niggas that be in the mirror more than me.
Competition? Where did competition
come
from?
That's what he just said.
That, yeah, that's what I said. Y'all don't like... Because if y'all get...
I don't like that.
Because if y'all get a nigga that...
You gotta be ugly.
Don't got no motion.
Like,
anybody
I like
after
ugly
but you?
Niggas, but it be like...
No, I'm not doing that. That's
I don't like no boy that just looks so creepy. Like...
No. There's one guy I was talking to. He was so fine. He was fine as fuck. But he was cool as shit. And one day we was getting ready to go out, and I went in the bathroom... He was brushing his hair, and then he switched from his hair to brushing his beard. Then he switched from brushing his beard to brushing his mustache. No. Then he started brushing his mustache, started brushing his eyebrows. And I was like, it's over with.
Yeah, that shit, like,
that shit gave you the ick.
Yeah.
Like, it was too pretty.
It was too much.
He's fine as fuck, though.
When I tell y'all, the nigga go to the nail shop more than me.
Y'all don't like men to get their nails
done? I don't care too much about that part. But if it takes you real long.
And too much, like, that's too much.
That's too much upkeep for a man. It's kind of sus.
It's not really, I mean, it may not be sus. It's just something that it just don't really sit right with me.
What if a man that's like good at household duties? Like,
I love that.
I like that. I'm glad you could clean
up. I'm going to fall in love.
I'm glad you could clean and do all
that. Yeah, if you could clean up.
No, I ain't saying nothing about cleaning.
And help me with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I can cook now.
That'll work.
I think I want me just a regular nigga though.
Yeah, I like regular niggas.
Just
like
a regular
rich nigga or regular nigga.
I don't want a regular rich nigga. Them the ones. I'm not the type that people can put their hands on.
Do you think that that's what comes with it if you rich?
Yes. Yeah, I feel like they can do what they want to do. They can cheat.
Shit, look at
I
Diddy.
I think the cheat part, yeah. Diddy is a different
that
type
shit,
of monster.
Money helped hide that shit, though.
The person that has the financials is always in charge, so.
Yeah, they feel like they been. I watched that Madea movie.
Which one?
With Charles.
Oh, Diary of a Mad Black Woman?
He would have met his fucking match.
Oh, yeah.
He would have had me fucked up a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like.
I don't. Madea movie?
Yeah, Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Charles with the grits.
When she threw the grits on the nigga? Oh.
No.
He used to beat that girl.
No, you talking about Charles, when he was paralyzed in a wheelchair. Yeah,
and
not
she
the
threw
grit
him in
one.
The tub.
Yeah, she threw him in the tub.
Got you.
Okay. She didn't grit ball him?
No, grit ball was Family Reunion.
No, that was after. They did grit ball like twice.
I thought the Family Reunion was
that's what Tyler Perry when do. That's, he do the same shit. He do the play and then he do the... Movie.
Oh, it was. I think it was all the same thing.
I don't know if y'all know, but I watch Madea from sun up
to
sundown. I promise you.
You watch Ruthless?
Yes.
You watch The Oval?
No.
You gotta watch The Oval. How you gonna watch Ruthless?
You watch Sisters?
No.
I watch Sisters.
I couldn't get into this.
You couldn't? I'm a diehard fan.
Yeah, I want to be on one of his shows.
Me too. They got casting calls. It's for extras though.
I'll be an extra. I'll be like.
Yeah, but it's like $100
you know that,
for 8 hours.
They cast
it.
I don't care. I want to be like,
they cast it for P-Valley right now, though. I don't know if you like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I seen that shit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, pull up.
You can be in P-Valley.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to, but, yeah.
I was in the pilot episode.
The pilot?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was a security guard.
You know that's the only role they cast me as. Well, I don't do that shit
really
no more.
I really couldn't get into that show.
P-Valley? I don't watch P-Valley.
I love P-Valley.
My song was on
Oh, I thought he was trying to get your attention. But, okay. But yeah, no, I love that show, though.
Listen, last question. And I asked you this earlier this week. Get out my text.
I was looking at the time.
Are prenuptials offensive? Like, prenups. Prenup agreements, like when the dude...
You get married and he asks you to sign a prenup.
What
does
prenup mean, though?
Basically, it means you don't get none of his money if y'all get a divorce.
If y'all get
So, like, probably...
So, say you and dude is married, right? And he make you sign a prenup. So, when y'all divorce, your money is yours and his money is his.
Or you make him sign a prenup.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Oh, okay. So, it's not disrespectful?
No.
Okay. I don't think it's... I think for her,
you shouldn't
be
marrying nobody for no money anyways.
Yeah.
So, this is how I look at it. I look at it as...
Now, you just said you wouldn't sign no damn prenup.
That's what I'm about to say, if you would just let me say it.
Oh, shit. Go ahead. Say it.
Thank you. Now, how I look at it is don't ask to marry me and then ask me to sign a prenup, because, like, why are you asking me to sign this prenup? Because a prenup is, a prenup is just in case something happens. Like, no, because if I'm your wife and I'm doing X, Y, and Z and I'm doing certain things, like, as a wife, you drop certain shit. You make certain decisions based off of your husband and your family, and you put yourself last. That's literally how it is. Men don't do that. Husbands don't do that in a marriage. Mm-hmm. Like, they do what they gonna do, and they stand on that, and that's just what it is.
Like, you feel like even if y'all get a divorce, they got to take care of you forever?
No. But what I'm saying is if there are certain things that, like, say, like, job opportunities that I have been granted but I didn't take because it requires me to move across the state and I'm gonna have to take the kids and do all this other stuff, but I didn't because I'm married to you. And then I'm making all of these sacrifices for our family, and come to find out you fucking Sally and fucking Rachel. No, fuck that. Like, I done made all these sacrifices, so now...
So you're leaving him with something.
You're gonna have to pay for that. You're gonna have to pay for that.
Okay.
I'm leaving here with something.
Yeah, I'm leaving here with something, motherfucker. Like, I done did all this shit for you. I done broke my back for you while you went to work, got your dick sucked, and now... Oh, my daughter's not in here.
She got headphones on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now it's like... I need my money.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's why I'm not signing it. And if you approach me with one, I'm going to look at you like you stupid and be like, what are you doing?
So if you go ahead and marry them and then he come with it later, or you got to wait before y'all get married?
You can't do that. You got to do it before. Then. Yeah, you got to do it then.
Yeah.
But there's also rules to it, though. It's not like, I think it's certain, you can type it up. It doesn't have to be like,
it's whatever, half, yeah, it is whatever you type up.
You get half of what, you know, but now if what he says, because
some people got shit that
only
activate after a certain amount of years, too.
Yeah, like what he says makes sense. Like, for instance, if it says anything that I make
after
we get married, that's mine. But anything that I had prior to, you get a percentage of that. Okay, cool. I'll sign that. Something that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But don't just be like, you can't have shit. Because I'm going to be like, no.
Oh, you crazy as hell.
I'm going to be like, no.
Especially like,
I didn't help
you
build. Yeah, like, I didn't.
Marriage off.
Yeah, because I didn't help you build. Like, I'm not about to just be with a guy who I just met and he's just so happened to be rich. And I'm just like, oh, let's get married. Like, I don't see that happening for my life. I don't know. Maybe God sees it, but I don't. So if that is the case, then I didn't help that man get to where he going and made some kind of money. Mm-hmm. So for you to try to X me out of that, it's up with for your ass. Like, no.
I feel you on it.
I'm not sorry.
Yeah. So, new project. You got a project out, the EP out, the video's just dropping.
Not your girl.
Uh-huh. So, you feeding the streets. Anything else you got coming this summer that the fans
can... Not your girl act too. she shows. Lip gloss line.
Oh, lip gloss line?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's hard.
Merch dropping.
Okay. Are you making your own merch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I'm gonna add you to the Canva account. You know, just get get your graphic design game going strong. For sure. Glitter Girl Gloss in the building kicking with your homie. Shout out to Sydney Elise, JoJo Alonzo, and Baby TJ. Baby TJ making
saving the poop.
Is that what that smell is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's time for us to wrap this thing on up. Stay tuned. Everything the homies got going on. And we go. Yeah.
Bye.